Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In Petersfield's local news, an evening with Nasser Hussein, OBE at Churches College, raised funds for Maddie's Mark. List up platform to London could be extended. Local list company is named as a finalist at the Business Success Awards. And we've got this week's results for the East Hands Community Lottery. I'll have details of those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
The White House says Joe Biden has spoken with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It's as pressure builds on Israel and Hamas to reach a deal that would free some Israeli hostages and bring about a ceasefire after nearly 7 months of war in Gaza. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken is returning to the Middle East on Monday. Next, the SNP's troubles in Scotland mirror the Conservatives' woes at Westminster, according to the Labour Party. Shadow Health Secretary Wes Streeting confirmed his party will vote against the Scottish Government in the upcoming vote of no confidence. He told the Sunday with Laura Koonsberg programme he can see similarities between them and the Conservatives.
Of course we've got no confidence in the First Minister of Scotland. Of course we've got no confidence in this SNP government. Look at the chaos and division. It is like, you know, from my vantage point in Westminster, remarkable parallels between the implosion of the SNP and the state of the Tories.
Well, Alex Salmond says the sole ALBA Party MSP Ash Regan will present Yumsa Yousaf with reasonable proposals which could help him out of a pretty tight corner. The Scottish First Minister is fighting for his political future with an upcoming confidence vote. It's after the Scottish Green Party dropped their support for the SNP government. Next, a study from the University of Cambridge says breast cancer survivors are at significant risk of new cancers. The study also found that women diagnosed with breast cancer under the age of 50 were 86% more likely to develop a second new cancer compared to the general population. Isaac Allen from the University of Cambridge can explain more.
The main things in this study that we found that were really quite interesting in that direction were that socioeconomic deprivation really does increase the risks of second non-breast cancers in breast cancer survivors.
And Manchester City have kept the heat on Arsenal with the Premier League top two both winning again on Sunday. The Gunners are a point ahead following a 3-2 win over North London rival Tottenham. But City have a game in hand. They beat Nottingham Forest 2-0. And that's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Phil Towers.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Gareth Boys at Petersfield's Shine Radio. An evening with Nasser Hussein, OBE at Churches College, raised funds for Maddie's Mark. Nasser Hussein, OBE, recently spent the day at Churches College coaching pupils and an evening in front of a large audience who were keen to hear his thoughts on the current state of cricket, plus an auction of cricketing and rugby lots by Jonathan Pratt. Nasser shared his connection with Maddie's family.
It's important to myself and my wife and my family, actually, because we know Maddie's mum and dad and the family very well, Karen and Simon, Karen's godparent, godmother to my daughter. And they spent many happy days together playing my family, her family. We had a little holiday on the Isle of Wight where they all played together. So it was obviously incredibly sad news when we heard. When Karen and Simon asked, could you come down here to Churches and do a day? It was a no-brainer, really. So Maddie's Mark is a fantastic charity, and hopefully we can raise a lot of money this evening, and just awareness of it and awareness of Maddie, basically just keep Maddie's name out there. I think that's all that Karen and Simon could ask for.
List up platform to London could be extended. As part of the List Village redevelopment plans, a funded feasibility study is to be carried out by Network Rail to see if the up platform to London at List can be extended to accommodate 12 carriage trains, which currently block the level crossing at List when stopping at the station, which would result in a reduction in queuing times for both traffic and pedestrians, as this is currently a local source of frustration. Councillor Andy Smith told Shine Radio about the proposal.
I'm pleased to say that we have worked with South Western Railway and Network Rail to, as phase one of the Village Centre Improvement Project, to develop a feasibility study, a costed feasibility study that gives us the design for extending the platform. That has come through, and we have put in a seal bid to the South Downs National Park to fund that extension. It is a significant amount of money. It is over £2.5 million to deliver. But infrastructure on the railway costs a lot, and we are hoping that the National Park will look favourably on our bid for SIL funding. If we are able to extend the up platform, it will make a real difference to the wider village centre.
Residents of Liss are urged to take part in the consultation, which closes on the 2nd of June 2024. Local Liss Company is named as a finalist at the Business Success Awards. Insurety has been recognised as a Service Provider of the Year at the prestigious Business Success Awards next month. Managing Director Keith Budden says it's all about making GDPR fun.
Got nominated actually by one of our clients, which was really nice. And then I'll be totally honest, I got the award papers through from the organisers and I looked at how many questions they had and almost thought, I can't be bothered to do this. And then to my surprise, I got an email saying, congratulations, you're one of our seven finalists.
How do you make GDPR exciting?
I don't think we make it exciting, but we make it fun. And that's quite deliberate in the training that I do. But it means that you know the training works and we get really good positive feedback on the training that we provide. And indeed, more than one of our customers has said, you're the only people we know who make GDPR enjoyable, which is nice.
We've got this week's results for the East Hants Community Lottery. Here's Elise with the results.
This week's winning numbers are 9, 9, 7, 0, 3 and 7. You can support your community by taking part in the East Hants Community Lottery, which fundraises for a variety of good causes, including our very own Shine Radio. Here's some of the others who also benefit. Petersfield Museum and Art Gallery, Liss Area Historical Society and Petersfield Men's Shed. Go to easthantslottery.co.uk to find out more about the local community lottery.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning from the Shine Radio Weather Desk. Finally turning dry today across the Petersphere. Expect the sun to shine in the early morning and go in and out of the clouds for the rest of the day. Winds are pretty strong from the south and temperatures will rise to no more than 14 degrees. High tide today in Portsmouth will be at 1:50 at 4.21 metres. Low tide tonight at 3 minutes to 8. Then the sun sets behind the clouds at just after 8:20 with a warmer and clearer night to follow. And the outlook for Tuesday in Petersfield? Windy and slightly warmer with sun for most of the day. Have a great day.
Travel news, driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Hi, it's Vicky with today's travel update. Work continues on Winchester Road. The lights remain in place there, together with the additional works on Frenchman's Lane, so delays are likely. Ridge Common Lane is closed today and Ramsden Road is also closed. Diversions are in place at both locations. Cook's Pond Road remains closed, as does Collins Lane, and again, diversions are in place there as well. And the resurfacing of the High Street starts again tonight. That's from 8 p.m, so Chapel Street is closed. That's it, though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500.
This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Gareth,
Claire,
Geoff,
Beth and you.
To join us, email team@shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine. Shine Radio.